I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Memorial Day is also known as the unofficial start of summer. A new book examines why a symbol of summer fun is also a mark of the nation's racial divide. It's a history of the nation's swimming pools. But first, we dive in to another conversation with the Mocha Moms. We check in with them every week to get their common sense advice on parenting. Today's topics, kids and TV, how much is too much? Also, we talk about getting your kids to read during the summer and the importance of teaching children how to swim. Joining us are Jolene Ivey, one of the founders of Mocha Moms and a mother of five, Shelley English Figaro, a mother of three and the president emerita of the Mocha Moms, and Estelle Mitchell, a member and a mother of two. Welcome, moms.
Hi.
It is commonly said that people lie about sex, money, and how long their commute is. Now, I'm going to add a fourth to this, how much TV they actually let their kids watch. So I'm going to ask you to be honest. Do you let your kids watch TV, and how much, Estelle?
There was a period when I was ill. I had hyperemesis, which is severe nausea while you're pregnant. And during that time, my oldest daughter was probably a television bug.
And how old are your children?
Five, and the youngest is two. And I guess because of that, I've seen different things come out of her, especially because she's watched more television probably than other kids have.
Shelley, how old are your kids, and do you let them watch TV?
Yes, they watch TV. I have a 12-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 17-month-old. I include videotapes as TV also, because even though it's boo-bah and it's for her, it's a TV show.
It's screen time.
It's screen time. It's screen time. Yes. Here's the thing. Sometimes TV will save you. If you need to get something done, you've got to pop that video in and just let's get real. Mm-hmm. Get real. You know, you're not letting the kids watch soap operas. You're letting them watch boo-bah or something that's appropriate for them.
Jolene, what about you? How old are the kids, and did you let them watch TV?
They're 16, 13, 10, 8, and 6. One time when I was pregnant and I was so tired and I wanted to sleep, the only way I could get any sleep with so many children is I told them that the only time they could watch television is when mom was taking a nap.
I'm liking that nap concept. Shelley, you were saying that, look, get real. People are going to watch TV.
Right.
I'm sure you've heard the argument that this is just bad. Kids get addicted to it. What do you think of that?
Maybe they do. Some things are bad. However, some things are necessary.
I think television is bad for kids, and it's really bad for babies. And the only reason why any of us would ever do it is because we need that crutch. Because we think it's good for the kid. I think, generally speaking, you have television, you have video games, all kinds of things that are totally bad when it comes right down to it. And I think that's why we have a bunch of children now who are overweight and who aren't as smart as they could be because their brains aren't being exercised.
African-American households have the highest rates of television consumption. Why do you think that is?
Culture, getting used to it, being passed down from one parent down to their children, that's what you do. And it's a bad thing.
Why is it bad?
Because they end up not spending as much time reading. Mm-hmm. One of my kids right now is on punishment, and he's not allowed to watch any television or any video games or anything. And during this time when he hasn't been able to do this, he is reading more. He's outside more.
For those of folks who might be concerned about how much TV their children are watching and would like to wean them from it, if they've gotten used to it as an early age, does anybody have any suggestions? Jolene had one earlier, which is that make it a real treat.
It's not that hard. It takes more discipline on
the
parents' part.
Right. Absolutely.
To say, play in your room instead.
Okay. Speaking of reading, school is almost out, and now it's time for you to take over for folks who haven't been home with the kids all year long. Shelley, what about you? What are your tips for getting your kids to read over the summer, and do you have some recommendations?
Well, you know what? I think the best thing is to read yourself. I think when you model reading for your children, if you're sitting around the house, sitting around the pool, whatever you're doing, if you have a book with you all the time and you're reading, they will look at you and say, you know what, that's what I need to do.
Jolene?
Well, what I have found with my kids is when they get to be about fifth grade, that seems to be around the time that the reading takes off. And one of our kids was about to start fifth grade, so last summer, we were pushing him, saying, hey, this is the time you're supposed to start really reading. This is when your brother started really reading. And we got him interested in Harry Potter, and he went through all of them. So he started looking around. So one author he really likes is Darren Shan, and he's got two series, Cirque de Freak and Demonata. I don't think that they're fine literature, but anything that makes that child sit still with a book and have his eyes go over the page, it just makes all the difference.
So one tip would be, don't be so choosy about the type of reading as long as the kids are reading.
Any reading is good.
Other than Playboy, I would say.
Yeah. Well, we've never had that in the house as far as I know. But any reading that they do is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. In fact, my oldest kid has made comments about the Demonada series. He's like, you know, it's about demons. I don't care, okay? I want him to read, and there are words in the book, and he will learn new words. I'm not one of those people who keeps my kids from reading Harry Potter because there's magic in it.
Here's the problem with having five kids is you can have your parenting commented on by your oldest kid, okay?
Right.
That's a problem. Okay. Let's talk about swimming. When you look at recent statistics of drowning in the U.S., minority children make up a disproportionate number, as much as 40% of drownings. Why do you think a lot of minority kids are not learning how to swim? Any ideas?
Well, first, that number is really scary. I didn't realize there were so many. I would have to say that's not my experience. I grew up on a swim team, so, you know, we always swam. But also, I mean, I think hair is one issue for many of us, especially if you have little girls. And if you're the mom, you don't want to get in the water. So how are you going to teach your children how to swim? Mm-hmm. Then you have
because of the styles that people are wearing requires a lot of maintenance. And
exactly.
So folks don't want to get the kids in the water and have to do the hair.
And have, you know, the chlorine is very damaging to your hair as well. Okay. So
other issues would be socioeconomic. Pools are expensive to maintain. So if there are children who are poor, then you're not going to really have access to a swimming pool. Geography might be an issue also. If you're poor and you live in the country, you have access to a stream, a river, or whatever. If you're poor and you live in a concrete city, you don't have that same access. Even if you are middle class, I grew up in New York City, and as a middle class child, I didn't have access to a pool on a regular basis. My mom had to ship me up to camp in order for me to learn how to swim.
So are you a comfortable swimmer now?
I've got the hair issue. I mean, yes, I could probably swim to save my soul, but again, as African-American women, a lot of times we do things to our hair to make it, quote-unquote, manageable that make water incompatible with that manageability.
I see. So Estelle, since you're the swimmer in the group, you're the mm-hmm. big swimmer in the group, what age would you recommend for getting your kids in the water?
I would say that the earlier the better. Babies are amazing because they still remember swimming in the womb. So if you can put your babies in the water when they're very young, they know how to hold their breath. Mm-hmm. They can do it. When they turn about one, you know, they kind of forget. So then you have to teach them. Mm-hmm. So you have to do little things. You blow in their face before they go under so they can hold their breath. You teach them how to blow bubbles underwater so that they don't have to hold their nose. Just do little things to kind of get them initiated. The thing that you don't want to do is to throw them in the water. You don't want to scare them and have them, you know, have a bad reaction to water. They should get in when they're comfortable, and they should ease their way in.
And Jolene, you wanted to add to that?
Well, I'm on the board of my pool, and we pretty much spend every day of the summer at the pool. And I think that just because my kids are there every day, we didn't really have to go through a big acclimation thing. So none of them has ever been afraid of the water. One of my kids, a 13-year-old, is a big swimmer. You know, we make that a priority in our lives. But I grew up in the city, and we went to a pool, and, you know, we had to pay a buck to get in or whatever it was.
What do you do about the hair?
Well,
you have five boys. I'm not even thinking about you.
Although, I do have one of my boys has dreadlocks, and they're about down to his shoulders, so we put a swim cap on him.
What about your hair? Do you wear a swim cap, too? So you get in the water, or are you at the point with the kids where you don't even bother with that? You just sit there and read your Essence magazine.
I pretty much sit there and read my Essence. I have to confess.
Estelle Mitchell, Shelley English Figaro, Jolene Ivy, the Mocha Moms, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was fun.
We want to go back to the pool. What about you? Did you grow up going to the pool? Do you remember scorching hot days with the sun calling your name, when you felt you'd melt if you took one more step, and the public pool was a saving grace?